If it's a 951 area code, I'm not answering it. God dang, it's Henry. I swear to God, it's Henry. I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to push this button. And it goes to voicemail.
If you'll play that message, Gary, I will promise you 100 rounds of 45 ammo at the sharpshooter range Thursday. If you'll just play the message.
Yeah, I'm not going there. I'm not going to that thing on Thursday. And he already promised me 500 rounds, or I guess Captain Anton did. And I guess I'll never see those.
Oh, please.
I just want to know why, Henry, why you're still here. My God, dude. Why are you here? Why are you listening? Why aren't you out doing something with yourself for crying out loud? Henry, get over it. It's done.
Damn, Tom.
You mean you can never go home again?
I just don't understand it. You know, it's not that entertaining. It's fun if you can key up the microphone like this and get over everybody and talk and listen a little bit, but my goodness, what is it? I don't even have what is it, 2:30? Yeah, look at that, it's 2:30, what a guess. Dude, Henry, again, I swear to God, it's Henry. He's calling to tell me that he has a job and he was hired by the FCC to monitor 435 24/7 and report on all things good and evil.
That cannot be Henry, Gary. I just found out he got his phone disconnected because...
Hello?
Gary.
What?
Anyways, you want to answer your question. Certain 435ers give a call or a cue that tells me to go to HF or to our simplex on 2 meters.
Wait, let me get this straight.
Listen during lunchtime when I'm eating lunch is usually when I have it on, you know.
Wait a second. You mean to tell me that people will key up on 435 and transmit a secret code, which means you're going to HF and at a pre-designated time and frequency and meet them on HF?
No, preset time, but frequency, yeah. I got several friends, and not on HF, also on the MERS and other frequencies.
You got friends?
I have friends that say they're
You don't have any friends. Come on.
Yes, I do.
Where did you get friends?
How about Bruno?
Bruno. When was the last time Ann or Bruno called you?
I talked to Bruno just last week. If you don't believe me, ask him.
When did you talk to Bob last?
I don't know why you're being so hard on me. But you know what? The way the whole thing went down, MSW was jamming me. Remember that? He was locking it down with the damn rubber band jamming me. Robin put me through on the output. I wasn't even going through your meter. And yeah, I was running him down. But he was locking me out. I had made a promise to Alan I wouldn't, you know, I robbed the whole thing I had with Brett. But that fucker wouldn't drop it.
Hey, Henry, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why are you camped out on 435? Why aren't you doing something?
I have a lot of friends there, dude. I do.
Friends aren't going to make you any money. Friends aren't going to put a nickel in that baby's mouth. Friends aren't going to change that poopy diaper.
I'm doing fencing now, right? This is what I'm doing. It's what I like. I swear to God.
What do you mean, like sword fighting?
I'm doing fence repair. I hit an area with a bunch of flyers and cars, right, where the fence is rotted. I can drive, and for like 4 miles, this iron is about 8 to 10 years old, you know, the homes, and, you know, the iron rods along the bottom where the sprinklers hit it.
So what are you doing? Just sitting now waiting for the phone to ring?
None of the fence companies out here, and I used to work for one, do fence repair. They'll sell you a whole new fence, you know, but it's not cost-effective for them to send a crew out.
It's not cost-effective for them to camp out on 435, Henry.
I just, you know, dude, I can do two things. I can listen to 435 while I'm at home, you know, doing work.
Pulling your pod, for Christ's sake. You know you're not doing anything. You're sitting in that little room, Henry. Dude, we saw the pictures on 435.org. There's nothing happening in that radio room except for your radio.
No, the radio room's just simple, dude. It's all been moved into a 18-foot trailer. And it's not, you know, very little.
So that's what you're camped out in, an 18-foot trailer right now?
no, I remote to the handheld. I listen in here, you know.
All right. Well, is there anything you want to say to anybody on 435 before we disconnect?
Yeah, bring me back, dude. And I promise I won't be so aggressive and I won't be on the air so much. Like I said, I am really doing this iron thing. I'm going to study like hell for my contractor's license.
Dude, you're camped out here on 435 24/7. What do you mean you're not going to be on the radio? He's speechless. There you go. Gary, that is call ended. I'm sorry, Henry. God darn it. Anyway, we got disconnected. I don't know. Maybe his battery died.
That is without a doubt.
Oh, that was K6GE with some third-party traffic there. I forget his call sign.
Without a doubt, the funniest thing I've heard you ever do. Henry.
Alright, where's my 100 rounds?
I said play the message, but that's even better. That gets you 150.
Got 100 rounds of turkey loads out here. I got by accident in the mail. Anybody want some number 6 turkey load? Three-quarter. I don't have them, you know.
No, Lee, I don't think Gary's going to buy a bunch of Mexican turkeys.
Triple odd buckshot. So if anybody wants these turkey loads I got by mistake, they can have them for the price I paid for them, which is about half of what they really cost.
Yeah, you screwed up and bought some worthless junk, and you want to sell it to us what you paid for it? For what you paid for it? Come on, man. You know, oh my God, if this is Henry again, it is. Henry, this phone harassment means another 5 years in the cornfield. Hello?
Yeah, I was just finishing, dude. My phone battery died.
Oh, well.
You want some fence put in, ornamental iron? I'll make you a deal. Prove it, dude. I just bought $1,500 worth of new equipment. Bigger welder, compressor, sandblaster, all that shit. Tubing tender is on the way. You want fence done? Come see Hank.
Happy Hank, the redneck fence guy. Do you have a truck? You have a truck and a trailer, and you got, you know, a big generator to run that welding machine, and...
Yes, I do. Actually, I have a converted pickup truck, bed, trailer.
Why am I not surprised? You got yourself a frickin' redneck trailer. You're gonna be tooling up to some dude's house in some beat-up piece of shit old truck bed trailer, Henry, for Christ's sake.
It ain't beat up.
Oh my God.
Got a hydraulic dump.
You know, you're like fresh out of teal frickin' wanna, man.
Oh well, I'm making money, dude, at $40+.
You're sitting on your ass. You're not making a dime. In fact, you're burning the money. You're burning electricity, man. You're burning your phone bill talking to me. You're not making anything.
I'm figuring out the rock bottom. I can do this guy's job per linear foot. Right,
you're making a goddamn fool of yourself is what you're doing, Henry.
All right, well, whatever. You want fence done, you call me, dude. I'll save you some money.
All right. Right on, man.
All right, later.
Bye. Good. God almighty, can you believe it?
Let me back on, I'll build you a fence. Let me back on, I'll build you a fence.
K6GE with third-party traffic.
No. You are now up to 200 rounds. You are now up to 200 rounds. The max I'll go is 300 rounds. But you're up to 200 now. I swear to God, Gary, you got 200 rounds coming. If he calls back, I'll go to 250.
I got a trailer. Oh, it's the ass end of a worn-out pickup truck.